With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. It may be winter, but fire danger around Montana could spike this weekend when a system with strong winds, dry conditions, and possible record highs for parts of Montana blows in on Saturday. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind watch for Friday night through Saturday night for north-central Montana. Strong gusty winds, warm temperatures, and dry conditions could be the perfect mix for dangerous grassland fires. Gusts up to 90 miles an hour are possible along the Rocky Mountain front. Elsewhere, the area could see southwest winds of 25 to 40 miles an hour, with gusts up to 50 to 60 miles an hour. Those high winds increase fire danger in the grassland portion of the plains. Gusty winds may blow down limbs, trees, and power lines that could cause local power outages. Travel may be difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Yellowstone National Park officials say the coyote that attacked and injured a cross-country skier Tuesday has tested negative for rabies. The unidentified 43-year-old woman was bitten by a coyote while skiing in the Canyon Village area. She was treated for puncture wounds and lacerations on her head and arm before being taken to Mammoth Hot Springs. She was eventually transported to another facility where her medical condition was listed as stable. Officials have not released further information on her condition. Park staff positively identified and killed the coyote. Wildlife biologist Doug Smith says the young animal was probably starving because it had porcupine quills in its lower jaw and inside its mouth. The state's Division of Criminal Investigation has agreed to assist with and review the investigation into the death of 16-year-old Selena Not Afraid, who reportedly walked away from an Interstate 90 rest stop on New Year's Day. Her body was found 20 days later, less than a mile from the rest stop. An autopsy found she died of hypothermia. DCI Administrator Brian Lockerbie says agents will review investigative material and evidence, possibly providing direction for further investigation. The first incumbent on Montana's State Land Board has filed for re-election. Most statewide candidates with seats on the board are either terming out of their jobs this year or seeking a new political office. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Elsie Arnson is the current Republican Superintendent of Public Instruction and one of five elected officials that sits on the land board that oversees state trust lands. The governor, attorney general, state auditor, and secretary of state also sit on that board. Arnson from Billings filed for re-election this week. Melissa Romano from Helena is the only Democrat in the Superintendent of Public Instruction race. Over a dozen candidates have so far filed to run for Montana's land board seats, which make up Montana's statewide elected executives. Republicans swept all those positions but the governor's office in 2016. The filing for the 2020 election opened January 9th and closes March 9th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana Republican lawmaker Dale Mortensen has died. The Billings Gazette reported that State House Speaker Greg Hertz confirmed Mortensen's death Wednesday. The Billings Heights three-term lawmaker was first elected in 2014 and was 53. Yellowstone County officials say the cause of death is undetermined. Fellow Republican Senator Doug Carey says Mortensen was fighting a spinal infection before his death. Mortensen told the Gazette last year that he was recovering his health, but declined to specify more amid privacy concerns. A proposed land deal between the state and a nonprofit foundation could help connect an important piece of grizzly bear habitat between the Cabinet and Purcell Mountains near the small town of Troy. MTPR's Aaron Bolton explains.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is seeking public comment on a proposal to purchase a 50-acre conservation easement along the Kootenai River from the nonprofit Vital Ground. The easement would protect the area from future development and is a small piece of a historical effort to maintain connectivity between the Purcell and Cabinet Mountains. In 2012, FWP solidified a 28,000-acre easement in the area. Both FWP and Vital Ground have been working for years to maintain habitat for grizzly bears, making their way between the two mountain ranges in the Cabinet Yak ecosystem, which wildlife officials say is home to roughly 55 bears. Comments on the latest easement are due by February 17th. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
An assistant basketball coach at the Stone Child College on the Rocky Boys Indian Reservation has been fired after being charged with sexually assaulting a girl starting when she was 12. Tribal college administrators announced the dismissal of Christopher Brown of Box Elder on Wednesday. Prosecutors allege Brown sexually assaulted the girl on six occasions between July 2018 and November 2019. He remains in custody and his case will be presented to a grand jury for indictment. He has not entered a plea and his public defender did not return an email from the Associated Press seeking comment. Most of Montana will be bracing for strong, gusty winds, warm temperatures, and heightened fire danger Friday and Saturday. But as Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson explains, this is just a typical Montana winter.
We are prone to see these warm, dry spells.
That's Joe Lester, Billings National Weather Service meteorologist.
We have been locked into this warm weather pattern for a while, but it's not been anything unprecedented or even that unusual.
Lester says in winter, Montana typically bounces between cold and snowy and warm and dry. Friday and Saturday will be dry, windy, and warm with increased fire danger. Then on Sunday, the bounce begins.
And it does look like our patterns are going to start changing again next week, back to something colder and wetter.
What does this winter pattern portend for spring and summer? Lester says it's just too early to know. I'm Kay Erickson for Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Federal prosecutors say the former executive director of a nonprofit working to bolster domestic violence services for Native women in Montana was part of a scheme to steal federal grant money. U.S. Attorney's Office charged the former executive director of the Montana Native Women's Coalition, Cheryl Lawrence, today. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
Prosecutors allege Lawrence was taking part in a scheme to steal federal grant dollars funding the nonprofit. Theft of federal grant funds and wire fraud are among the four charges Lawrence faces. She pleaded not guilty to all charges. Lawrence is the third person to be charged in the case. Federal prosecutors charged former board chairwoman Meredith McConnell and former board treasurer Barbara Daychief this summer. They both pleaded not guilty. Authorities say all three women were reimbursed for non-approved trips, including to Las Vegas, and fraudulently took double pay for their work. The nonprofit's former executive director, Tony Plummer Alvernaz, pleaded guilty in 2017 to stealing from the coalition and was sentenced to 1 year in prison. Federal authorities say McConnell and Daychief were among those to receive special training following Plummer Alvernaz's sentencing. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.